train the dog to bring the stock. Just train him by voice command and go out. I had some cows and some heifers in the field. You could bring in, you could split them, bring in the one or both of them. They said he wouldn't run them, he'd just walk them in.
We have had cow dogs. Doesn't work as good with cows for the reason that the cows who have calves, it's just nature for them to not come. But when I was a boy, we had one that my dad got from Nebraska. His nephew sent it to him. We'd get the horses. They were awful good for that. You see, the horses didn't make any difference, and they'd wait for them whenever they'd get up in the morning, and the first thing they'd have to do is go get the horses, and away they'd go and bring them in.
Well, I was struck by this dog getting your cats. This one collie trained her pups. They'd keep the collie and keep a pup. And this is the way they kept them going. I guess they kept them that way for about 30 years. Always had one working dog, but they had the old dog train the young ones and give them away. Just keep one. That would seem to be the easy way to do it.
Well, it takes them to train a dog.
Yeah, they say you have to be smarter than a dog. I'm worried about this pup of mine. What animals would you need if you're going to raise cattle?
You mean to have the calves, the cow, and the bull? Is the size of it?
Mm-hmm. When you were a boy, were these called bulls when there were ladies around?
I think that's about all that we did. Now, I've heard of a lot of them that weren't. They were called males a lot of times, and you still hear it.
I talked to a man down at Broken Bowl. He thought they should still be called Surleys. He was disturbed. He wanted to know it, but up at the college, we talked about bulls when there were girls in class. We called them a Surley. And when we started to talk about this, his wife left the room.
No, I never heard the word Surley at all. I've heard you talk about males, and you see once in a while an ad in the paper, white face male for sale. But
you have to know what you're getting.
But I've never here. I don't think that we ever. We just called them a bull, and a bull was a bull.
I think it's come to that all over. I've talked to this lady I talked to yesterday when we came to the bull park. She was a little embarrassed, but she said, "Well, I just called him a bull." But there was still something left over from her girlhood there that came through. Did they use oxen or steers here to work?
I don't think that they were ever used in this country. I know that my father worked oxen, but that was in the north.
What did he call it when he had four of them?
Golly, I don't know. I don't think I'd ever heard you say anything about them.
Would that be two pair or two yoke or two yokes?
I think it was two yoke.
I guess those rascals could really crawl. Just sort of sink down and lean forward. I've heard people tell about watching a team of those go, and a man just stands back and tells them what to do. I guess in the north they used a goad to drive them.
Well, that's more than I know, that's sure.
Down in the south, I think it was generally a whip. Off that whip, they can go. Oh, do you have any special term for a motherless calf?